This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Last week we began considering a psalm of praise written by the biblical King David, in which he praises God for his mercy. We'll be continuing with that in today's program, but for now we'll listen to another version of Psalm 103 as put to music by Sons of Korah.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy, holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy, holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. But as for man, his days are like grass, that the wind will blow away. And as for man, he will flourish like the flower, that the wind will blow away. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy, holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. But as for man, his days are like grass, that the wind will blow away. Man, he will flourish like the flower, that the wind will blow away. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who will fear Him. For as high as the heavens
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
What more did David have to say in praise of God's mercy? Here's Abel.
Last week, we began considering the mercy of God as described by the biblical King David in one of his Psalms of Praise, Psalm 103. Before we continue on with this today, I'll read you that psalm again. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. For he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. In this psalm, David illustrates the mercy of God in a beautiful way. He says that God's mercy is as great as the distance between the heavens and the earth, and the sins of his people he removes as far as the east is from the west. Well, that's infinity, and that's how far God removes our sins from us. He forgives with the intention of forgetting. He doesn't keep our sins locked away in a glass enclosure with the intention of pointing them out to us every time we sin. No, he's not like us. We like to drag things up time and time again. We take pleasure in holding into past hurts that people have done to us. We say things like, "Never going to forgive that person for what they did to me." But this is not the case with God. With God, our wrongs are absolutely removed from sight and memory. How comforting is that? God is also like a father to his people. He shows pity just like an earthly father pities his children. He also knows exactly what we are like. He doesn't just see the outside of us, but can look inside. He even knows our thoughts, yes, even the ones we try and hide from those we are close to. And God never changes. In our society, we see many changes taking place. We look back in the past and see that progress has been made in some areas. In other areas, things have gone backwards. How many of us can safely walk the streets at night, or even during the day, in that matter? Yet, in my grandparents' days, this was something they took for granted. The moral standards in our society have changed tremendously in the last half a century. Yes, some like to put it down to all that progress and advancement and the evolving of mankind in general. But these are just excuses for trying to change what was once considered wrong into something that is now considered right. Without a foundation, these continual changes have no stopping point. Right and wrong is forever determined by those at the top, and society must adapt and change. But God doesn't change, and his laws don't change. In these uncertain and unstable times, God is the same today as he was 1,000 years ago. He is the one stable and unchangeable factor in life. unlike people who, as the psalm says, live and die like flowers or grass. Psalm 103 also tells us that God's mercy is everlasting. But does God show mercy to everyone? Verses 17 and 18 say that God shows his mercy only to those who fear him, to those who keep his covenant, and who remember his commandments to do them. And that's just the crunch, isn't it? Many well-meaning people like to say at funerals that the deceased person has gone to heaven, that God has shown mercy to them. But if they weren't believers, if they didn't keep God's covenant, the Bible makes it clear that they will not be shown mercy. Take a minute to think about that. Do you believe in God? Do you believe you'll go to heaven when you die? Do you keep God's commandments? Are you truly sorry for the wrongs you've committed and asked God for forgiveness for them? God doesn't show mercy to each and every person automatically. King David asked God for forgiveness when he committed those horrible sins of adultery and murder. God answered his prayer. We must pray the same. Pray to God in a similar way that David did. Lord God, I am a sinner. I don't deserve your goodness, but I know that you are a merciful God and that you show mercy to those who love and obey you. Please forgive my sins and make me a child of yours, a child who can be thankful and happy. Dear friends, commit your life to God. Know for certain that God loves his people so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to bear the punishment for their sins. Believe that Jesus has died for you too. Believe that God's mercy extends to you. Pray that God might cause you to believe in his saving mercy. Open the Bible and you will read God's word speaking these words of forgiveness to you for what you have done.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by members of the Reformed Church of Masterton. Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be considering another aspect of the Christian faith and how it relates to life today. But for now, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.